Man, what a thrill it was to have a couple of appointments this morning in my office for prospective members, and to hear from these folks thinking about joining our church. Just what a thrill Vacation Bible School was, and how efficient and effective our program was for splitting up kids and moving them from place to place and serving them dinner. Anyway, it was great to hear that. And it's been a good morning so far, and it's now Friday. It is July the 5th. I hope you had a good celebration of America yesterday. I'm thankful for our country and all that she provides through the hard labor and tough decisions of so many before us who have not only taken stands in their generation, but also in many cases paid with their blood. For second installment of The Future of SBC Churches, Numbers Don't Add Up. This is written by Dr. Albert Muller of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. And we discussed 1 week ago the first argument or the first takeaway. What do the numbers tell us? I spent 9 minutes or so talking about the first takeaway. I'd like to talk about now the second takeaway about the numbers. Remember, what are the numbers? The numbers are that the membership fell in 2018 to below 15 million for the first time since 1989. So a 29-year drop to below 15 million. And so what is the second takeaway? We have to recognize that Southern Baptist Convention trends looked great when our neighbors gained social capital by joining our churches. They gained social status and trust within the community by joining the First Baptist Church or another evangelical congregation. That is no longer the case. Now, given secularization and the sexual and moral revolutions utterly reshaping our culture, our neighbors may well lose social capital by joining our churches. All right, here's what Dr. Muller is saying, and I need to make sure that you understand this is the world that Sandy Ridge Baptist Church is inheriting. Back in previous generations, the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, you would gain social capital. That is, your business may well profit if you were to join. Your practice, your law office, your banking firm may in fact gain social capital, that is value in the marketplace, by joining a well-known church, First United Methodist, First Presbyterian, First Baptist. Now, if you are a part of an evangelical church that has some level of forthrightness and a clear stand in what it believes regarding not only the nature of man, but also the salvation of man, and not only that, but also the nature of God and what he views in the world, you could actually suffer in business because of the churches with which you align. Now, I'm afraid that I have seen this firsthand in Sandy Ridge Baptist Church. I'm afraid that in the last 2 or 3 years, we have lost some people who saw that a public stand was going to cost them something. I am still a little amused that I'm not hearing more about the Biblical Council of Men and the Council for Biblical Manhood and Womanhood and their 2017 Nashville Statement. I thought that there would be many churches jumping on this opportunity to crystallize their public stand on marriage, sexual orientation, if you want to call it that, and gender identity. But I am still fairly certain, having now seen our church affirm that Nashville statement in October of 2017 and require new members to do the same, I am still a little bit shocked that we are the only church in Hickory I know that has publicly affirmed the 14 articles of the Nashville statement. And I know of at least 3 or 4 people that no longer come to our church because it was just a wee bit too much to side with. Too big of a flag to stand under. Back to the article. The age of cultural or nominal Christianity is fast coming to a close. In other words, if it costs you to be a part of a church, you're probably, if you're just a nominal Christian, you're probably going to part ways. Now, you won't say it that way. You won't say, hey, I'm just a dirtbag. You're not going to say, oh, I'm just losing touch with biblical Christianity. You're going to probably allow your membership to expire. You're going to fade quietly away, so that your chances of scholarships or board memberships or president appointments and so forth are not at risk. So, until recently, most people wanted to claim some kind of Christian identity or affiliation, even if they rarely attended church. That is increasingly no longer the case. The rise of the, quote, nuns, unquote, and that's not Catholic nuns, N-U-N-S, this is nuns, like N-O-N-E-S, like no religious preference. The rise of these nuns, those claiming no religious affiliation, now includes about 20% of the population and 30% of Americans age 30 and under. Okay, so if you're not yet 30, you know, and there are 9 other people in your peer group, only 2 of them, along with you, claim any kind of religious affiliation. Okay. And I'm not talking about Baptist versus Presbyterian. We're talking about religious, not denomination. We're talking about religious. We're saying that you don't even claim a religion. So 3 out of 10 Americans under the age of 30 claim a religion. The SBC gains millions of members it could not find. The SBC gained millions of members it could not find and did not know due to the phenomenon of cultural Christianity. We knew it wasn't real, and most knew it wouldn't last. Well, it wasn't real, and it didn't last. Wow. I hope you're getting this. The writer is saying, and I have found it to be true, that we may have had 15 million members, but we had nowhere close to 15 million church attenders among our 47,000 churches. Now remember, based on the statistics scrub, we know that only 75% of the churches report, and so there is some extrapolation here. What are we not hearing from in the data? Let's fill in the blanks, they say. And so some of these are guesswork, but it's pretty well sure. When I came to Sandy Ridge Baptist Church in 2016, we were able to get 8 messenger cards to our state convention because we had over 600. We had 661 members. Now think through this. I'm going to wrap this up in the next minute and a half. In 2016, we had 661 members, and that got us 8 seats at the table at the state convention meeting later in that year. But the month before I came here, now come on, think through this with me. The month before I came here, we were averaging 235 in attendance. 235 in attendance, 661 church members in earlier that year, okay? And so what I'm trying to say is 1/3 of our church membership came to church. And that's if everyone whose tushies were planted in the pew was a church member. And you can well bet they weren't. So well below 1/3 of our church membership came to church each Lord's Day. Well below 1/3. Well, I am grateful that God, through His grace and tender, compassionate leadership of our congregation, we now nearly have as many in worship on Sunday morning as we have on the membership roll. And God is adding to our church, and I'm grateful. But we do ourselves no favors by lying to ourselves about the numbers. Thanks for listening. Comment on the recording or let me know if it's been a blessing. God help you. God bless you, and God help your Friday to be that which would glorify Him.